WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now, I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Hey, at WWE Universe, you can ask Sami Zayn any question you want. I mean, that's a thing. You put him on an electric chair and you can ask him anything you really, really want. So you ask this.
Go on, Thomas. It's okay. I'm not going to punch you in the face like I might do to that idiot over there.
Why have you not won the Universal Champion yet, ever since you've been back?
Look, man, you guys really got to step it up. You could ask me anything. You ask me about these dumb questions about the Universal title. I could win the Universal title anytime I want. I'm not that interested right now. I'd much rather hold all of you accountable for your crap, quite frankly. You could ask me anything. You could have asked me about AEW.
Hey, Sammy, hey, so listen, I know you mentioned that the Universal champ.
Oh, my God. He said the letters. Internet, he said the letters. Oh, my God. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I am Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward.
Well, there it is. Just, well, there it is. People wanted a war. People wanted shots. And a shot was taken Saturday. And yeah, here we go. Oh boy.
Oh my God, he said the letters. Oh my God, let's freak out. Oh my God, he said AEW. Oh my God.
Now, okay, to be fair, even a mention of the rival company, because they are now officially a rival company, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. You pointed out to me the 15 years that Impact's been around, I don't think they've been mentioned once.
Until TNA died, they didn't mention it on air. Just pointing that out. And now they have. Okay. Because they mentioned Dixie, whatever. Okay. Yes, it's a big deal they mentioned it. But, oh my God, we don't have to have this giant freak out on the internet. And internet, please, don't freak out when your sports entertainment show gives you entertainment along with sport.
If you don't know what he's talking about...
There's no... Just let it be.
No. I want to go into this real quick. So...
She's going to make friends now.
I'm not going to make friends. I'm just going to say, for those of you that don't understand that reference and what he's talking about, so for the first 45 minutes or so of the show, it consisted of... Because I'm going to recap while I do this, by the way. It consisted of the meeting of the minds between Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, and Kofi Kingston, where, you know, it's basically who is Brock going to pick to dance with his Money in the Bank contract, and Brock decided he wasn't going to pick anybody right now.
Hold on. Before you continue, because I have to stop you there, this is the greatest Brock Lesnar in the history of Brock Lesnar's. Just saying. It is the greatest Brock Lesnar of all time.
I hate that he made me like him. I really hate that he made me like this. Like, I hate him so much for this.
The Brock party is awesome. He came down the ring. They put speakers on the back of the briefcase, and he had different music to walk down to, and he was just bobbing and weaving and bobbing and weaving. It was fantastic. Anyway, continue.
The Beast is dead. Brock's just here to party.
Pretty much.
And Heyman is highly confused.
Oh, Heyman started the air guitar, and then Brock's like, stop it.
Basically, I don't give a crap. Let's just do whatever. So anyway, so that all happens, and as everybody is leaving, Dolph Ziggler jumps Kofi Kingston. And a fight breaks out between Kofi Kingston and Dolph Ziggler, and then eventually Xavier Woods. So there's this big, huge fight between all three of them. And it ends with Dolph sort of like cut up and bloodied from the fight, and Kofi and Xavier in the ring. And basically there's a battle of words that go on where Dolph says how much he admired Kofi and how much he loves Kofi and he believes in Kofi. But goddamn it, that title should have been mine. And you shouldn't be worrying about Brock Lesnar. You shouldn't care about Brock Lesnar anymore. You should care about me. Because when we go to the Greatest Royal Rumble, part two, in Saudi Arabia, you're going to have to deal with me directly. And that's essentially what that was. That was about the first 30-ish minutes, about 35 minutes
about
of the show.
40 minutes of the show. There was a brawl in the crowd for about 5 to 10 minutes between Woods and Ziggler. And then they all brawled, and yeah, that happened. Continue.
And then you got a quick squash match with Shane McMahon and an extended member of Roman Reigns' family, supposedly.
No, it is. That's Lance Anawahi, or however you say his last name. I butchered it. No, that is his cousin. He works for MLW. That is,
there you go.
He's a legit wrestler. That is a legit cousin. Roman ended up making the save.
Yeah, Roman ended up making the save. So I can see why some people would be upset. You know, it's like the first 40 minutes of the show, it's all talking or it's all drama, and there's nothing to really break that up. That being said, the first 40 minutes of the show were very, very, very strong, and they did a wonderful setup between Kofi and Ziggler for the match in Saudi Arabia, where it makes sense why they're fighting. Is Ziggler has a legit motive of he sat there and he's been passed by and passed over and ignored so many times, and they've built him up and built him up and built him up only to do nothing with him, that, you know, Kofi kind of got it on the first shot. And it's like, man, F you, that should be me. And he's jealous, and he wants to prove that he deserves to be there every bit as much as Kofi already has. So that's kind of where we're going with that story. I personally liked it. I mean, I could honestly go either way. Like, I think people wanted a little bit of wrestling just to sort of break it up, but we're not quite there in that story where it's like, are you going to do Xavier versus Ziggler, or are you going to save that?
You may do that on SmackDown.
You don't know.
Also, you forgot one thing. They did, God forbid, a 3-minute video package hyping up Triple H versus Randy Orton at Super Showdown.
Which I appreciate that they're doing that in a video package, and they're not doing that like actually having Hunter and Randy be on the shows and take up time on the shows. It's a 3-minute package. You air it. Basically, it's, hey, these two are going at each other at the Greatest Royal Rumble. Tune in.
Here's their history together. Oh my God. It's such a crime. I'm a dick. Anyway, we'll move on.
Basically, Rock made friends on the internet. That's kind of what happened with that one. But yeah, so people were upset that there wasn't a lot of wrestling in the first hour. That being said, there was a lot of wrestling in the second and third hours to sort of make up for it.
Which included Peyton Royce and Billy Kay, the Iconics, taking on Becky Lynch and Nikki Cross, with Becky and Nikki getting the win.
And Nikki lusting after Becky's title.
Yes. Ricochet beat Cesaro in a good, entertaining matchup. They're now,
I would
they're
very
now,
much like more of this in my life, please.
They're now 1-1. Do a best of 7. I don't think anyone would complain.
Do a best of 7 and then become BFFs and just, you know, like,
have Ricochet be the next Sheamus?
Have Ricochet be the next Sheamus.
Rey Mysterio is going to give up the title next week because he has a separated shoulder. Joe's going to be waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Baron Corbin became number one contender for the Universal Championship at Super Showdown.
Yay.
So there you go. That happened as a match.
So you have Corbin versus Rollins for the title.
So, yeah, that's fine. So let's see. You had a 10-minute match, 10-minute match, and a 15-minute match. That's a lot of wrestling right there. Good amount of time for wrestling, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just pointing it out. But hey, Brock Lesnar started out in hour number two. He came to the ring, and Seth Rollins came out, and then Heyman starts reading the contract. Yes, there actually is a contract. And there was a part that says, he has until, so at a date in 2020, and Brock's like, wait, I got a year to cash in? And he starts slapping Heyman with the paper, and he goes, you didn't know? It's like, I got a whole year? And I gotta make a decision now?
That was hilarious. That was absolutely hilarious. Brock's like, wait a minute, no, F this, I don't have to do this.
So, and he goes, sit down, screw you. He left. Keep it going. Don't take Brock to Saudi Arabia. Have him win the Battle Royal or whatever. That's fine. If you're doing Baron Corbin, Seth Rollins now, fine. Save Brock and Seth Rollins for another pay-per-view. I'm fine with that. Throughout the night, you had the Usos having a party for Memorial Day. You had a lot of stuff running around for the 24/7 title. EC3 didn't look very happy. So
poor EC3. Can they do something with him? Like, he's just getting absolutely gypped. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I can describe it, is he's just getting screwed. So can they, like, I don't know, do something with him, please?
Hopefully they do. AJ Styles is hurt, so he'll be out a little bit. They have to run some more tests. Corbin knocked him out with a punch. So AJ's out for a little bit. I think he has to rest up. I think he's physically worn out a little bit. I think that they need to rest him up a little bit.
Dude needs a break. He needs a minute.
You had the Wyatt Firefly Funhouse, which was the best mixture of Bray and Creepy Bray.
Fiend Bray?
Fiend Bray is a thing. So yeah, he was holding a paper plate over his face, and you can be anything you want to be. And Abby asked, you know, if he was a doctor, so he becomes a doctor. There was like a great graphic with the light bulb over his head when he had an idea.
That was hilarious. I love the crap out of that. Like, this was one of the best ones, because like you said, this was the nice mixture of Prozac Bray, as I call him, and Creepy Bray, which we found out that the name of Creepy Bray is actually the Fiend.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the mass version of Bray Wyatt, by the way. So that's interesting to see. But yeah, so there's nice tiebacks to what we saw 2 weeks ago. And we're seeing him less uber in your face cheery. And he's getting a little bit darker every time we see him. So it's all in all, it's really good stuff. And then, of course, you know, Bray had to do a limbo contest, which he can do a full on backbend. And he spider walked his way to a limbo victory.
For a limbo. Just let him in and play limbo. So Sami Zayn was out to do the electric chair with Corey Graves.
Okay.
What?
Before you start, can I just say that having an actual electric chair in the ring was a little creepy? A
little bit. So there was that. So he's out there sitting in the chair. Graves said, we don't know what the questions are because they're going to be asked from the WWE Universe. They got a retirement date question. They asked if he missed the ginger snaps. And, you know, where you asked me about Becky, and the girl goes, duh. And then he brought up Seth Rollins. Or you asked Becky, or you asked about Seth Rollins. And then he also talked about how he's a good kisser and a tender lover.
Did not need to know that. Thank you, Sammy.
And then we got the AEW line. And then the main event with Seth Rollins and Sami Zayn. Really good match. Really enjoyable.
I mean, you're not going to go wrong with Rollins and Zayn. You're not. It was super high quality, super fantastic stuff. And we got it for free! It always makes me happy when we get stuff like that for free.
Yeah. I mean, the show was fine as a whole tonight. Was it was it out of the ballpark? No, but it was fine.
Honestly, I felt like this is one of the better Raws that they've done in a while. Like, I really enjoyed this one.
And here's the thing, it was a very productive show, and that was the whole point tonight was. They promoted everything going to Saudi Arabia for the Super Showdown. They promoted the big matches. They crowned a new number one contender. They're continuing the Usos revival feud. It's less goofy, even though the whole segment was goofy. It was less, we're making fun of the revival. And you got some really good wrestling out of it. You got 16 minutes in a four-way, 10 two 10-minute matches, And you got the Sami Zayn and Seth Rollins for 20 minutes. I mean,
I'm not going to complain about that.
You do the math, and I think entertainment and wrestling was 50-50 tonight. Imagine. Anyway.
Do you feel better?
I feel better. I feel a lot better. But I think that's it for us.
I think that does it.
So, this has been the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So, gotta catch you up on some stuff, people. This past Saturday night was CB Radio. You can check that out every Saturday night, midnight-ish, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We did a great and great debate on Game of Thrones characters, so look forward to that archive available tomorrow. If you're a CB Radio fan, we're doing a spin-off show tonight, or tomorrow, for you guys. We're going to have a podcast called CB Radio Not So Live. Because it's a podcast and not a live show. Get it? So it's Not So Live. We're talking Double or Nothing. Me and Jobber and an intern are going to break down the whole entire show from top to bottom with some controversial topics and opinions. You don't want to miss it. It'll be available tomorrow afternoon. CBRadioLive.com. Thursday night, though, it's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We've got news, notes. We are going to be talking NXT TakeOver Preview. I think we're going to have an intern. We're still trying to find out about Omega. But tune in. We're going to preview all the matches, let you know who we think, who's going to win, who's going to lose, all that good, happy stuff. So it's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
As mentioned, Saturday night's been nice at CB Radio. It was... If they have stuff to talk about and want to talk about it on Wrestle Talk Radio, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday at Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. If you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe to the channel for free and support us. Another way to support us is by using creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop.
Ding! You can follow me on most social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRD.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Season Lindsay Amrock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here, wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.